To be recognised for songwriting, not just the performance side, what does it feel to you guys to be recognised in that sense tonight?
It's amazing. It's a very different vibe to some of the other award shows because it's all about the art, this one, which is very fucking cool. So it's a bit more prestigious. Yeah, it's a good film.
Who's the loosest out of the three of you? Which one will be getting a cab, an Uber at 3 a.m?
Because you can't, there's no visual, we just pointed to pressure and laugh.
Well, I've already heard a couple of times that this is the more relaxed awards nights. You know, you catch up with mates. Is there anyone you're looking forward to catching up with?
Last year they let me do heroin at the table.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to avoid everybody in this place from last year because I embarrass myself, but yeah.
Congratulations on the new single too. I actually said to Eka Vandal before, it is my go-to song at the moment. It is literally in the car, getting me to work each and every day. To know your songs actually have that impact where people are like, absolutely getting into it and it's doing something to their day. How does that make you feel?
I'm not prepared for that question. So yeah.
Unexpectedly nice.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a caffeine hit.
I drink about 4 cups every morning. So yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Well, Hilltop Hoods, all the very best tonight. Being recognised, having a great night, and hopefully we don't see you on the news tomorrow for lewd behaviour.
I like our chances. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to award him already the most stylish man on the red carpet. I'm talking to George from Shepherd. All the best for tonight. Up for a couple yourself, but what does it mean for you to be recognised at a Songwriters Award?
Yeah, I mean, the Songwriters Awards are obviously important for us songwriters. I mean, all of the glitz and the glamour is another thing of the ARIA Awards, but this is like, feels like the important one for the craft of songwriting. So I'm just honoured to be here. This is the second time I've ever been able to attend. So I'm just excited to see who wins. I'm not too like fussed whether it's us or not, but yeah, we're just happy to be here.
As a band, do you work out who's going to attend? What do you share duties? Do you put your hand up and go, look, I kind of lead this troop, so I'm going to go to all the glitz and glamour events and you guys can go to the opening of an envelope?
Look, my sisters get a lot of the attention. So tonight I was like, you know what? I'm donning my jacket. I'm dyeing my hair and I'm going to be the superstar tonight.
I was going to say, it is a new look for you. So are you digging it? Are you enjoying it?
The reception has been positive, mostly. Mostly. My grandma's not too happy about it.
What did grandma say?
Oh, you don't want to know. It's not for radio.
All the best tonight and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Steph. Cheers.
Congratulations on your nominations tonight. What does it mean to be recognised from a songwriter point of view?
Songwriting is my number one passion, and as a process, it's so integral to my life and how I process pain and beauty and all the things. So it is a very like grounding nomination, I guess. Very stoked.
You've been working extremely hard, especially with the likes of Peking Duck and a few of the other guys as well. Is this a night where you can let loose and have a couple of bubbles?
Oh, I'm actually going to keep it very chill because I'm on the Groove in the Mood tour at the moment and just have lots on, so I'm going to take it easy, maybe the lemon, lime and bitter bubbles, if that's okay.
And finally, when you take a selfie, is it the left hand or the right hand that you hold the phone in?
Oh God, whatever hand's free.
All the very best for tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
Evangeline, now you have a new single coming out tomorrow. How are the nerves ahead of that?
Disgusting. So many nerves. I hate it and love it all at the same time.
But is it great to have new music coming out?
I'm so excited. It has been a hot minute and I'm just like a new person. So I'm ready to get it out there.
Now, I can say this because I know her very well, but your hot date tonight is Mama Roz. What kind of date is she to awards nights? Is she really loose?
She's the best kind of date you could want. Like, she gets all the pre-show photos. She gets all the good, like, hype me up even though I'm not even up for an award. She makes me feel like I am. So all you could want in a date.
I love you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Dean, congratulations. Up for a couple yourself and looking very stylish tonight.
Oh,
be honest, did you select it yourself or did you have a little bit of help?
No, well, the thing is now I had help. There's a stylist. I can't put this together. But I used to have more time to like go shopping and do that stuff. But now it's like time is so like short, small. Like there's not many windows to actually do stuff. So they kind of just bring it all to me, which is actually epic because I do hate shopping, but I have my own style and I know what I like. It's just keeping it simple, but I'm very thankful someone put this together for me.
I mean, you are busy because you're dominating charts right around the globe. You got new music, albums, all of that coming out, but is it nice to be home, catch up with familiar faces?
Yeah, it's amazing to be home. And to be honest, I was loving it on the road because it's like not real life. It's like you're sort of working with a team that's sort of all working for you. So you kind of get waited on, and it's kind of like, it's amazing because you sort of, and you're not in reality for a little bit, and you're playing shows to great crowds. And so I was kind of like, at the end, at the tour of the last one, I was like, I don't really want to come home. But now I got home, I was like, I've had 3 days off, and I was like, just, it was amazing. Just kind of going to cafes by myself, getting coffee and going for walks. It was really nice. So now I want to do this more.
And can I just thank you for some of the most epic Instagram stories? I absolutely love living life through you. You just have an incredible, slightly warped sense of humor.
Oh, it's so stupid. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I just post the dumbest stories, and people seem to like them. But I'm all over Instagram, unfortunately. I've got to stop. But it's definitely, I keep pumping it out. So thank you.
We just want to chat to you for ages, but you've got to get in there and start winning awards. So congratulations for being nominated, and all the best tonight.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. It is an absolute pleasure to be chatting to you, Kate Miller-Heike, long-time fan. You tonight are basically in charge of putting this event together musically. What did it mean to you to be a part of the night, not just attend the night?
Look, APRA, I mean, as every musician knows, is kind of the lifeblood. I mean, it's what pays our rent. It's what keeps us going. The APRA Awards are known for being the fun awards ceremony. It's an emphasis on songwriters, and I think it's a really meaningful night, and it's a great way to kind of knit the community together and see old friends and make new ones. And in terms of curating the music and the covers, you know, it's the first time I've ever done anything like that before, but it's really creatively interesting and challenging. And I absolutely loved it, and I'm really excited for people to hear what the incredible artists have come up with.
And speaking of incredible opportunities, Eurovision coming up, how are preparations for that, and how are you feeling?
Really excited, yeah. I leave the day after tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's said to be a big couple of weeks for you anyway. All the very best, and enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much.
G-Flip, what up?
This is my first red carpet.
How is it your first red carpet?
Because I only released my first song a year ago, so I've never... This is so funny. Look at everyone. Look, they know what to do. Look at how many camera people there are.
Did you remember to stand on the green X as you came past for your photo?
No, I had no idea. And then I was saying thank you to all the photographers, but apparently I don't need to stop and say thank you to everyone. I just keep walking.
I think it makes you grounded and personable and awesome if you say thank you, just to people in general.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for standing here with the microphone.
Now, all the best tonight. Have some fun tonight, but I want to know, do you have day hats and night hats? Did you buy this hat just for the occasion?
I don't own a hairbrush. I wear hats to cover that up, and there's no better place to do that than at an awards night.
Absolutely.
So it was, you know, I had to do it. I had to find a hat, and this hat's orange, and it matched some of my top, so there we go.
It's been a whirlwind 12 months for you, really, from busking to this. Are you hashtag living the dream?
I definitely am. I actually can't believe this is real life at the moment. This red carpet thing's really flipped me off. Like, this is so crazy. Look at everyone. I love it. Everyone knows what to do. Stand and smile. Like, I was like, yeah, g'day everyone. How you doing? I was asking people how their day was. Everyone's like, just be quiet and stand and smile. Okay.
Well, we want you to get in there and have some fun, because we don't want you to waste all your energy out here. Have a great night tonight.
For sure. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
It is my absolute pleasure to be here on the red carpet with Chloe, mate. I saw you on stage supporting Maroon 5. Can I just say, you tore the roof off. Congratulations. What a blast to line up with Maroon 5.
Oh, it was insane. It was honestly, like, it was very surreal. Even when I was performing, I was like, is it really happening? Like, I've been a fan of theirs for a long, long, long time. So, yeah, it was awesome.
And you have worked with one of the team members of Maroon 5 as well. So to be able to then collaborate and be on stage as well and perform, pinch me moment.
Yeah, we performed our song together as well on stage, which is so cool. Yeah, his name's Sam Farrar. And yeah, he's a really beautiful guy, and he took care of me. The whole band did. They were super special.
Now, for a night like tonight, obviously recognising songwriters and being
man.
Yeah, absolutely. Being recognised as well, what does it mean as a singer-songwriter performer to actually have the industry recognise the behind-the-scenes stuff?
I mean, it's super important. Without it, you wouldn't have songs. I mean, like, people dedicate so much of their lives to writing songs, and they're very much in the background, so I think it's super imperative to, you know, celebrate and appreciate that. So I'm very lucky that APRA does that.
How recently did you work out what you were going to wear tonight, or was it a last-minute decision?
It was a very last-minute decision. I can't remember the last time I put a dress on. No, like, I don't. Other than when I'm performing and I'm wearing something weird, even heels, these aren't mine. I mean, like, I just don't dress up very often, so it was very last-minute because I was putting it off.
Well, you look absolutely stunning. All the best tonight. Have fun and enjoy being dressed up for a night.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm trying to embrace it.
A little bit of Geelong flavour. Taylor Henderson, I love the jacket.
Are you okay?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a bit hot under these lights. Not too bad, but I'm doing pretty good. Red carpet's good. Everyone looks beautiful. You look really nice.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm just here for the red carpet, but you're here for the main event.
Yeah, my carpet matches. That's not good. That's not right.
Well, that's gone straight onto K-Rock. How does a man prepare for an event like this? Is it literally just a shower 10 minutes ago and then come straight here?
You know what? I would say a little bit of prep goes into it. You know, I'd like to think not just a shower. But, you know, yeah, this is from YD, so they've dressed me for tonight, which is so awesome. But, yeah, I guess it's a bit of mental prep. That's probably the main thing. But I'm so excited to see everyone and can't wait to meet everyone. So, yeah.
Have a great night, Taylor.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Adam from Peking Duck, mate, I just want to firstly, I've got to be honest with you, in 2019, dreams still come true because next week I am finally going to be seeing you live, fulfilling a dream, because whenever you go on tour, yeah. I'm either out of the country, I've got work commitments, I cleared the calendar for 6 months to ensure that I am there next Friday. Really? What am I going to witness?
The Melbourne show is going to be the biggest and the best show of the tour, hands down. We have a lot of surprises in store. Which obviously I can't say too much about, but we're really going to make it the biggest show from the biggest tour ever so far.
You do finish the tour at Canberra. Is that so you can have a few nights at home with a home-cooked meal?
It's funny you should say that because I actually just changed my flights today so I can stay, see like my dad, my sister, my mum, my little nieces. And going away to LA for like 6 months in July. No, sorry, June 1st. Going to like, you know, show some family love and then head off and get back to the music.
Do they send care packages while you're away?
I wish. I wish they did. That'd be dope. I do. Like, it's funny because I take it all for granted, but when I am back home in Canberra, my mum will be like, "Here, I'll cook you something." And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize how much I miss that because we never have home-cooked meals now.
What's the go-to? Like, if you had to have one of mum's meals tonight, what would it be?
Oh, she makes a lot of like weird stuff. One of them is like, it's like a cannellini bean and chorizo Mexican salad with chili and like lots of lime juice, and it's very refreshing. But for like a warm vibe, any pasta, she does heaps of different pasta. She does a buttered chicken that's sick. She's good.
I've got so many more questions, but you've got an event to attend and get loose. So all the very best for tonight. Have fun, and I cannot wait to see you live
Thank
next week.
Thank you so much. You have a lovely night.
Stamsy from the Random 30 Countdown. I've been given a mission first by my co-host Mikey from the Random 30. Apparently he gave you a certificate of appreciation and participation because you appeared the most amount of times on the Random 30 Countdown, and he made you a certificate to put on the fridge.
Yes, he did. Where have I put that? I know it's somewhere I've just moved house, so I know it's somewhere special because it's a very, very special certificate.
You can break his heart. You can say you don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is, but after this interview, I'm going home. That's the first thing I'm doing. I'm going to find it.
Now, I thought on the red carpet, oh, jeans, will I get by on it? We're twinning right now.
This is like, you know, you go to some awards and it's like, I think I just want to be comfortable and, you know, I pick like one event a year that I'm like, okay, I'm going to really go for a dress here, but I don't know, I wanted to be comfortable tonight. This is like a fun night for me. This is like, I get to hang out with like people who I haven't seen in a while, and yeah, it's a fun night.
And the last 12 months, what has it meant to you to not only be recognised as a singer, but also as a songwriter as well? Because you are being recognised for the real heart and soul of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, that means more to me than anything. songwriting is what I love doing, and to be like recognized as being good at it, it's like really great. So I love it. I love being here, and I think it's going to be a good night.
And are we pacing ourselves, or are we in for a couple of brews this afternoon?
I've been really good, actually. Like, I've been under control, so I think tonight I could possibly go a bit wild. Yeah, I'm wearing jeans and comfortable shoes, so I'm ready.
Top Bun will be undone by 10 p.m. tonight. You're up for a couple of big awards. All the very best tonight. Congratulations
again. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.